Welcome to WUSF's Daily News Summary Podcast, a review of the day's news from Florida.
I'm WUSF Morning Edition host Carson Cooper. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Here are some of the stories we covered on Friday, November 13th.
I'm Robin Sessingham, sitting in for Carson Cooper. It's 7:06. The board members who lead Florida's university system, state colleges, and public schools met together for the first time yesterday at Scripps Research Institute in Jupiter. Their goal is to create a seamless system for students from pre-K through postgraduate work. WUSF's Bobby O'Brien has more.
Members of the Board of Governors and the Florida Board of Education got an earful from a business leader and an education expert. Bottom line, they both say Florida students are improving, but need to perform even better to compete in the global economy. Chairwoman of the Council of 100, Susan Story, offered four goals: create a seamless system, be market-driven, provide accountability, and be cost-efficient.
We all know that the budget situation, it's not going to be better this year. We have limited resources.
President of the Southern Regional Education Board, David Spence, said too many college students need remedial help and suggested readiness testing.
Make sure you set a score that truly means that student is ready to begin college the next day.
The two boards agreed to meet jointly on some initiatives and meet again before the March legislative session. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
Former Florida House Speaker Marco Rubio spoke to a sellout crowd in Bradenton yesterday. Rubio is campaigning for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate next year.
I believe that the vast majority of Americans find themselves in what I would describe as mainstream conservatism. They don't want government solving their problems. If government can't help, that's great. But more often than not, when government is trying to help, it ends up hurting.
The East Manatee Republican Club hosted Rubio. The club also hopes to hear from Governor Crist, who's the frontrunner for the Senate post. Meanwhile, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has endorsed Rubio for the nomination. The annual football game between Tampa's police and fire departments will kick off Saturday afternoon. It's all to help a little boy who's battling leukemia. WUSF's Steve Newborn reports.
This will be the eighth year the Badge Bowl is being held. It's a gridiron battle between Tampa's finest and bravest, with the dollars raised going for a good cause. Tampa Fire driver engineer Michael Peace is president of the Foundation of Courage, which hosts the event.
What the event is, it's a charity flag football game between Tampa Fire and Tampa Police, and all the money we raise is 50% of the funds go to the family that we select, which is called the Taylor Dumke Courage Award. This year, it's Avery Ralston, who's a five-year-old boy who has leukemia.
The foundation was formed in 2002 to help out Duncan, a little girl who had been diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer. It became a yearly event. Last year, there were about 3,000 people attending, and they raised more than $40,000. The gates at Wharton High School open at 5 p.m. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.
This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Now for a look at the stories that made news later in the day, here's WUSF's Susan Giles-Wantuck.
Thanks, Carson.
I'm Joshua Stewart. The countdown to Monday's planned launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis got underway this afternoon. NASA says the shuttle's ready for its trip to the International Space Station, but an on-time liftoff depends on a military rocket launching on time from Cape Canaveral tonight. Judah Smelser reports.
An unmanned Atlas V rocket launch is scheduled for just after midnight. If that liftoff is delayed for any reason, the shuttle launch will slip to Tuesday. But assuming the rocket leaves on time, NASA weather officer Kathy Winters says Monday looks promising for an Atlantis liftoff.
The only concern we have is there's just a slight chance for a ceiling, a low cloud ceiling around 3,000 feet. But just a slight chance for that. We're going with a 10% chance of KSC weather prohibiting launch.
NASA managers say they're not tracking any technical issues with Atlantis. The shuttle is scheduled for an 11-day mission to deliver more than 27,000 pounds of spare parts to the International Space Station. In Orlando, I'm Judith Smelser, WUSF 89.7 News.
Former Florida House Speaker Marco Rubio says anyone with a voting record is a target during a political campaign. Rubio was responding to a recent Miami Herald newspaper article questioning how conservative the Miami lawmaker is.
Look, I'm a mainstream conservative who served in the Florida legislature and took thousands of votes. I'm comfortable in who I am. I'm Marco Rubio. I'm not some checklist out there. I have an opinion on issues that, by and large, I think demonstrate a strong commitment to limited government.
Rubio's campaigning for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate next year. He spoke earlier this week to a sellout crowd in Bradenton, where he received an enthusiastic reception. The East Manatee Republican Club says it has also invited Governor Charlie Crist to speak at a future date. Rubio says he's enjoying the endorsement of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, but says he would also like the support of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
And those are just some of today's top stories on WUSF 89.7. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We're able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. I'm Susan Giles-Wantuck. Thanks for listening.